Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia endorses plans for a third round of talks on Syria. The United States and Russia appear to have bridged some of their differences on the issue. After meeting Tuesday with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian leaders endorsed a plan for a third round of talks in New York this Friday to discuss a political transition in Syria. Kerry met with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow. The U.S. Defense Department said Tuesday that security in Afghanistan has been deteriorating over recent months. As the United States limits its military engagement, the Taliban has been more successful in launching attacks on Afghan forces. The Pentagon, in a new assessment for U.S. lawmakers, said Afghan casualties increased 27% from January to mid-November this year compared with 2014. Policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, started a two-day meeting Tuesday in Washington. Analysts predict the Fed will increase the benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. The analysts are expecting a quarter of a percentage point boost from the 0 to 0.25% figure that has been in place for 7 years. The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold a special session on violence in Burundi later this week. The session is set for Thursday. It was called at the request of the United States. It's supported by 17 members of the Human Rights Council and 25 observer states. This will be the first such special session for the group since April, when the Human Rights Council convened to discuss terrorist attacks and human rights abuses. This is VOA News. The United Nations opened peace talks Tuesday in Geneva in a bid to find a durable settlement to the crisis in Yemen. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed also announced the start of a week-long ceasefire, saying the goal is to make that halt in fighting permanent. It is not clear if the Houthi rebels would abide by the halt in fighting. The World Health Organization says it is seizing the opportunity offered by the newly enacted ceasefire in Yemen to bring in and distribute urgently needed medical supplies. Lisa Schlein reports.
WHO representative in Yemen, Ahmed Shadoul, says 19 trucks are loaded with urgently needed medical supplies from the agency's warehouses in the capital Sana'a and the major port city of Aden. In addition, he says 150 metric tons of medical supplies will be shipped from its warehouse in Djibouti to Aden and Haditha. Dr. Shadoul says WHO plans to take advantage of the ceasefire to hold a national polio immunization campaign between December 19th and 23rd, targeting about 5 million children. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency unanimously approved the resolution to end the investigation. Billions of dollars are spent every year on developing drugs to treat a host of illnesses. VOA's Jessica Berman reports U.S. researchers have come up with an online index they hope will enable pharmaceutical companies to direct their drugs where they will have the greatest impact.
It's called the Global Health Impact Index, and it's a simple way to track the places in the world where vital drugs can have the biggest impact. It was created by researchers at Binghamton University in New York and will soon be launched by the World Health Organization. The web index, described in the journal PLOS ONE, is designed to identify companies that are doing the most to improve global health and those that are doing the least. Jessica Berman, Washington.
New U.S. political surveys show billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump has gained strength in his race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. The polls show an upsurge in support for Trump after he called for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States. Meanwhile, Trump and eight other Republican presidential contenders are set to face one another Tuesday in Las Vegas, Nevada, in their last debate of the year. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.